called on the name of the Lord. I want to talk to you about calling on the name of the Lord before stepping into sin or beginning to sink. In Genesis chapter 12, we see that the Lord spoke to Abram. And in verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation." So Abram does what the Lord says, and he goes and he inhabits a new land. However, in verse 10, the Bible says, "Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land." Egypt. In the Bible, Egypt represents the flesh. Walking in the flesh, it's a picture of living in the flesh. The Lord gives an instruction to Abram saying, "Hey, I'm going to make a great nation of you. I want you to go inhabit this new land." Well, what happened in this new land? Times got tough. A famine broke out. And instead of waiting on the Lord, instead of saying, "Lord, things are tough, but I'm just going to wait on you," he moves out of the comfort, out of the promise of the Lord, and he steps into Egypt, a picture of stepping into our flesh, and he leads his wife, he leads his family into Egypt. Praise the Lord that by the Lord's grace, he was protected there in Egypt. Let me give you another story of a situation of where a person did not wait on the Lord during times of difficulty. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul was just anointed king over Israel. And they go into battle. And in verse 8 it says, "Then he," that is Saul, "waited 7 days according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So Saul said, 'Bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me.' And he offered the burnt offering. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him. And Samuel said, 'What have you done?' Saul said, 'When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, then I said, the Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering.'" Verse 13, "And Samuel said to Saul, 'You have done foolishly.'" Saul was given instruction by Samuel to wait for him. And Saul, seeing that his army was beginning to desert him, took haste, stepped out of the instruction of the Lord, moved into his flesh, and did an abominable act by offering a burnt offering. King Saul, not waiting on the Lord, but in his own flesh, stepping out of his jurisdiction and offering the burnt offering, caused a great sin to fall upon his own head. I would like to propose to you that it is possible, when we are going through tough times, to call upon the name of the Lord before we step into sin. In Matthew chapter 14, we see Jesus walking on the sea, and Peter crying out to him says, "Hey, Master, if it's you, command me to come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter gets out of the boat and starts walking on the water. However, Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus, looks at his circumstances, and he begins to sink. Fortunately, Peter says, "Lord, save me." And the Lord extends his hand and pulls him out. I would like to encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord during times of trials, during times of tribulations, in fact, all the time, so that you do not walk in your own flesh, that you do not lead your family into Egypt. Let's just say a quick prayer together. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I desire to do the right things. I desire to follow after you and call upon your name in all circumstances. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.